Within minutes of landing in the Twin Cities, Gore was shaking hands with strikers on the picket line of the Thunderbird Hotel in Bloomington. A quick dash across town took him to the St. Clair Broiler in St. Paul after DFL activists made it known they wanted the presumed presidential nominee to spend some time with members of his own party and not just Jesse Ventura. Gore chatted with diners at the cafe and spoke privately with a group of DFL activists and delegates to the National Convention, along with party contributors and labor leaders. Rick Stafford, chair of the Minnesota Gore campaign, says Gore elaborated on policy differences between himself and Texas Governor George W. Bush, including different plans to preserve Social Security.
He talked about what his program is for the American people of elected president in terms of protecting Social Security, but also encouraging investment with his proposal that they take a certain percentage to do in private investment that you could use to even eventually to pay for college or for home.
Outside the diner, Gore avoided a cluster of Bush supporters who chanted "No more Clinton Gore." While greeting and shaking hands with the public, he then faced a question about whether his search for a running mate brought him to Minnesota.
Howdy, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, did you ask Jesse Ventura to be vice president?
I'm not discussing that search.
Tipper Gore spent time with Terry Ventura at the Ventura's ranch in Maple Grove. Then the two couples met up for a horse show and competition in the Coliseum on the state fairgrounds, where the Ventura's 16-year-old daughter competed. As the riders circled the stadium in formal coats, vests, and ties, the Venturas and Gores applauded enthusiastically, and Terry shouted instruction and encouragement to her daughter. After the show, the Gores and Venturas posed for photos in the horse barn. Altogether, it was a day bigger on photo opportunities than substance, but that could change today when Gore and Ventura appear together on NBC's Today Show and then spend the morning at a Hopkins school. And state DFL party chair Mike Erlandson says the friendship between the two couples, initiated when the Venturas visited the Gores in Washington last month, is a way for the Gore campaign to tap Ventura's popularity.
They seem to have struck up a very good relationship, a camaraderie where they actually, the both couples seem to be enjoying each other. And Jesse has been pretty frank in his comments that, you know, I'm not necessarily supporting anybody, but boy, I like Al Gore.
Republicans, however, are also taking encouragement from Gore's visit, combined with President Bill Clinton's three recent visits to Minnesota. State Republican Party Chair Ron Ebensteiner points to recent polls showing Bush and Gore tied among Minnesota voters and says the fact that Al Gore is not taking Minnesota for granted now means George W. Bush is not either.
Based on recent polls, they're reevaluating that strategy. They did not expect to be in a dead heat with Al Gore here in the state. And so now they're thinking maybe we should be spending some time in Minnesota because we do have a chance to carry Minnesota.
Ebensteiner predicts Bush will make a visit to the state after the National Republican Convention, possibly sometime in August. Gore wraps up his trip tonight, but first he and Ventura will spend the morning at Hopkins North Junior High School to focus on federal funding in special education. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.